First show in October on this Sunday. Good morning. I'm Steve Day with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor. Did you have some of your empty bowls? I know that you're a potter. So we had a wonderful weekend with the empty bowls and raised a lot of money.
It was a great event. Some of my friends, I noticed, were holding up signs on Sunday morning on Main Street trying to encourage people to participate in this event that really will benefit the Highlands Food Pantry. It's a great event. And to answer your question, I probably did have some bowls in the empty bowl event. I've made so many in the past for that. I'm sure that there's probably some extra ones that were not sold in years past. It's a great cause. I always give a shout out to my fellow potters. It takes a lot of work to produce that many pieces for the event. All the volunteers that work for cooking and making sure that they're filled with food so they're not actually empty when the people purchase them and participate in the empty bowls.
Yeah, we're picking up the paper almost every day now and seeing there's some kind of fundraiser. It's so good to get back to where we can contribute back to our foundations and the fly fishing tournament. You weren't in that, but I saw the winners out there, and that raised a lot of money.
I was at one of the receptions they had last weekend, talked to Mayor David Wilts, who was actually the founder of that over a decade ago. It's a wonderful event. Also, it raised $27,000 for our Highland School Scholarship Fund to benefit graduating seniors. So I really appreciate all the work that went into that event and all the fishermen that participated.
A lot of work went into our Bear Initiative, and we're finally going to be proclaimed a Bearwise town.
There will be officials from the North Carolina Wildlife Resources visiting Highlands at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, October the 5th. We're having, you might say, a rendezvous with the Bear Task Force people, town officials, and the wildlife folks. We will be meeting at the town limit signs right next to Lake Sequoia Dam, and they will do a short ceremony presenting us with our Bearwise signs that we'll place throughout the community. It's been an initiative that a lot of people have been participating in, and I'm glad to see that we have achieved that designation because it helps the people in the town, and it also helps the bears.
I don't see as many bears. I've seen some videos of bears around in some homes in the woods, but I don't see any bears or haven't seen any downtown.
They're not downtown as much as they were because of the measures that we took with the bear-resistant street cans and the roll cart toters that are bear-resistant. For the most part, that is the way we handle our trash in the downtown area now. A few dumpsters are still left on private business properties. Yes, I think that's been very successful in curtailing the interactions with the bear population. That we have on our town website now a Bearwise page. Folks can just go over to the information button, click on that, and come down, and you'll see a link to go to the Bearwise page. It provides all the information for getting more information, educational resources are identified, and then we also have an interactive mount. If you see a bear in a neighborhood or wherever, you can actually input that into that mount. We've got a lot of bears all over the map right now. This is an active time of the year for the bears. But you can put that information in. You can also enter your contact information confidentially. It won't be posted on the website. But if you do that and ask for assistance, one of our volunteers with the Bear Task Force will contact you and provide you further information about how to deal with any particular bear situation that you might have.
I've been seeing the Harrison construction people, DOT, with our curbs. And what's the status of that? And how many more do they have to do? They're very nice.
I've been very pleased to see that project move quickly with all the good weather we've had. And it's one of those things, Steve, that a month from now, nobody will notice it. But they've really made some improvements on the curbing and the handicap access design on our intersections downtown. They're about to finish that up and they'll be out of here. I'm thrilled because the leaves are turning and we will have a lot of visitors downtown, and they will have completed that project by the time we start having large crowds. The other good news is, and I appreciate North Carolina DOT, the town is not paying for this. The DOT folks employed Harrison Construction Company to do that work. So that's been a very successful project.
I'm looking at the Highlands newspaper this past Thursday, and what a tragedy of that burning building, but now I find out it was just training for our fire department.
That was just a training project where they take an old, dilapidated home. They have to prepare it before they actually set it on fire. They have to make sure there's no toxic materials or anything in there. They have to get some permits. But the purpose of that is it's a training exercise for our firemen. They will approach the building, and they learn a lot, and they get a lot of training as a part of this process of burning down an old building. That segues into the next thing about our fire department, and that is the status of the new fire department building. If right around the outside of the construction site now, you might notice there's some large pieces of steel that are on storage. Those are the steel girders that will be forming the roof of the new building. As soon as they finish the concrete block construction of the outside walls, I anticipate very soon in the coming weeks that they will start putting up the steel framework, which includes the roof. The goal is to install the roof by the end of fall, so they will then be able to work on the interior during the winter and keep on schedule. You might also notice that they removed the sidewalk in the front this week because now they're going to be paving the entryway into the fire department base.
It's coming along. And paving, you mentioned before we started recording about Spring Street. That'll be wonderful to finally get that done, and others.
Right. I checked with Lamar Nix this week, our public works director. All the paperwork is complete now on the company, which is Bryson's Construction Company. All the contractual paperwork is complete, so they have the go-ahead to start paving as soon as possible. It looks like they will begin with Spring Street, but then they have Sherwood Forest, and then Upper and Lower Lake Road will be also on the schedule. So those roads will be paved sometime in October. One of the things that a resident on one of the streets to be paved contacted me about this past week, they were concerned about speeders, increased speeding, because they're going from a dirt road to a paved road. And the one thing I pointed out was that we're not widening the roads. They will still be very narrow. I don't anticipate any increase in speeders because you're still dealing with a very small mountain road. The good news is, though, you won't have the potholes and the rutting. You'll just have a paved surface.
We have gone through a lot with our COVID-19, and you want to give a shout-out to Marissa Monteith. She's a respiratory therapist, and she won an award.
I did a mayor's proclamation on Wednesday declaring the town's appreciation for her work, as well as all of our medical workers who have been going the extra mile plus during this COVID pandemic. But it was a special recognition for Marissa because she was named the North Carolina Respiratory Therapist of the Year for 2021. That's a state honor. Marissa works as a respiratory therapist and educator here at our Highlands Cashiers Hospital. So that was a special honor, and I did a mayor's proclamation recognizing her long years of service and this honor. So I wanted to make sure everybody knew about Marissa and the work that she's done and the recognition that she's received.
When I first got here in town in 2006, there was a columnist. I thought it was funny. I thought it was some biting humor, Fred Woolrich, and he was entertaining. He just said what he said, and he passed away.
I just want to say that I would read Fred's columns. I got to know Fred. Sometimes he would make me mad when I'd read things that he wrote. Sometimes he'd make me think, and almost all the time, you would smile, I would smile and laugh at what he wrote. He was a real unique provocateur and character in the Highlands community. I know so many people enjoyed all of the work that he did for the newspaper and all of his involvement in the community. And Fred will be missed, and I just want to give our condolences to his family. I know a difficult time for them, but I hope they understand that he did have a very great impact on the people of Highlands by making them think and making them laugh all the time.